From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The scene is Northern California at the height of the dot-com boom. But Allegra Goodman's new novel, The Cookbook Collector, is only part morality tale about greed and the inevitable tech bust. It's also a breezy romantic comedy about sisters, romantic love, and a trove of very old cookbooks. Alan Chews has this review.
Allegra Goodman has concocted a serious but really entertaining story that opens on the verge of the new millennium. Sisters Emily and Jess believe they've found themselves. The older sister, Emily, serves as CEO of a new California high-tech company whose stock is about to go through the roof. Emily's got a long-time beau, the founder of a Boston-based internet security company, though she rarely sees him. Younger sister Jess is a Berkeley graduate student in philosophy who's found part-time work in an antique bookstore. Jess seems to be the less secure of the sisters, drifting through a brief affair and then finding herself the lover of two men, one of them the driving force behind the California Save the Redwoods movement, the other the wealthy owner of the bookstore where she's employed. Who's going to get rich? Who's going to end up poor? Who's going to marry whom? This Jane Austen-ish-like plot, R-rated for our time, gets played out as the months shift into the 21st century, played out not just by the attractive and appealing sisters, but by at least a dozen other characters, including the girls' parents, the boyfriends, business associates, and an ingenious proselytizing pair of rabbis and their families. Freud said there are no accidents. Allegra Goodman enjoys stuffing her novel with coincidences. Despite such contrivances, yours truly enjoyed every nicely composed line, every compelling scene. Yep, I just gobbled it all up.
The Cookbook Collector is by Allegra Goodman. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University.